Theater critic Michael Bourne now reviews Broadway's The Great Society and The Height of the Storm.
The Great Society continues with the ups and downs of LBJ. All the Way, also a play by Robert Schenken, was focused on Johnson's battles for civil rights legislation, especially up against the racist Dixiecrats of Johnson's own party. LBJ was truly a protagonist in Schenken's first play. Schenken's second play is not as dramatic. The Great Society is not especially involving as a drama, even though presenting the president up against all the political and personal troubles that came after the civil rights movement. The Black Power movement, riots in Watts, all happening coincidentally as Vietnam became more and more of a national nightmare. Bryan Cranston played LBJ much more angrily in All the Way. Brian Cox, now in The Great Society, is tough, but he's playing LBJ wearying from the battles. Lots of New York's best actors, Frank Wood, Mark Kuddish, Richard Thomas, David Garrison et al., play all the historic heavyweights. George Wallace, Martin Luther King, Robert Kennedy, Hubert Humphrey, at all. The Great Society is a pageant more than a play, a reminder of the politics, the protests, the violence, and all the consequences of what was happening in the 60s. I was aware how subjective I was feeling. I was surrounded by theatergoers my age, all of us emotionally experienced all that was happening on the stage. But I was curious what a young woman seated next to me thought or felt. For her generation, the play is the past. But I didn't get to ask. She walked out. The Great Society plays on at the Vivian Beaumont Theater of Lincoln Center. I was also very subjective attending The Height of the Storm, a French play by Florian Zeller, translated by Christopher Hampton, now with the London cast at the Manhattan Theater Club on Broadway. Jonathan Pryce plays Andre, an old man alone and looking lost in what was once a family house. He's not actually alone, although in his head and his heart, he's empty of life. His daughters and others appear. Eileen Atkins plays Madeline, his wife. Madeline comes and goes, cooks and argues. She seems not there, and yet she's always present. Nothing much happens dramatically in the play. Maybe some echoes of Andre's long life, but in the end, there's only an end with Andre alone and lost. Jonathan Pryce and Eileen Atkins play lots of emotions together, but I was feeling mostly depression. I've never identified with the fall of Lear or any other old characters on a stage, but Jonathan Pryce is so compellingly real, even in his emptiness, that I was feeling that pain a hell of a lot in The Height of the Storm. I'm Michael Bourne.
Storm. Riders on the storm.